Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. I'm speaking today with Stella Tucker, a member of the Tohono O'odham Nation, whose family has been harvesting saguaro fruit for many years in a patch of desert that is now Saguaro National Park.
When I was very young, like maybe 4, 5 years old, my great-grandfather used to take us camping to their saguaro harvest camp, which was located between Topaawa, Arizona, and Sells. And we had a camp there, and we used to go there by wagon wheel, by horse, wagon wheel, carry all our stuff, our bedding, our water, our food. And I'll always remember those days. I knew that my grandmother was camping at the Saguaro National Monument. So I went to visit one day out there, and it just like, I just fell in love out there. I just said, I'm coming back.
Saguaro National Monument was established in 1933 to protect a cactus forest on the east side of town. In 1961, an additional 25 acres from the west side of town was added to the monument. That designation and protection meant that Stella's grandmother was no longer allowed to harvest fruit from the area.
There was a lot of her friends from the Desert Museum who came to her and said, they can't do that to you. They can't. This is your land. You know, you've done this for years, hundreds of years. It's not right, you know. So they wrote a letter for my grandmother to Washington, D.C., and, you know, gave them the story about what she did out there and why she lived out there during the harvest, only during the harvest. And that's how we got this little area. It's about maybe 2 acres of land where we can camp out and do our harvest there. And when the harvest is over, there's no more fruit to pick. We go back home. You know, it's a dying culture. One day, nobody will know how to do it. It's really important to me that they learn and keep this culture going.
If you like listening to the Saguaro Minute, you won't want to miss A Whisper Through the Spines, an immersive theater experience where a cast of human and animal characters leads you through a saguaro world full of comedy, tragedy, and love. A Whisper Through the Spines is presented by Borderlands Theater and Saguaro National Park with help from Stories That Soar, Literacy Connects. It is Act 3 of Standing with Saguaros. It runs November 11, 12, and 13 in Saguaro National Park West. It's open to the public, but reservations are required with a suggested donation of $10. Visit borderlandstheater.org to learn more and reserve your space. See you out there.